Today's share in Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Ayin Omud Beis, and we begin Siman Mem Beis, which deals with the halachos of can you switch a shalyad to a shalrosh and vice versa. The beginning is found on Ayin Omud Aleph, and the Mechaber says, Osu l'shanos tefillin shalrosh lasos shalyad. One is not permitted to take a working, usable, having been used, tefillah shalrosh, and turn it into a shalyad. The Mishneh Berurah points out in Sifkot Nalev, Afilu ein lo shalyad, v'yesh lo shnayim shalrosh. This is true even if you don't have a shalyad and you have two shalroshes. In the issue footnote number one, he brings down the same thing applies with Rashi to Rabbeinu Tam tefillin or vice versa. One isn't allowed to switch one to the other. As we'll see, this is only true, only a problem, if they've been worn already once before and no tznai was made. This is because, as we'll see, the shalrosh has more kedusha than the shalyad, and as we've already previously spoken out, Rashi tefillin are the psak that we go by, so if the Rabbeinu Tam tefillin are going to be used instead of the Rashi, and you're using Rashi's ritzuos or batim or parashios now into the Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, it's possible that they're not kosher, so you're going down from kedusha to a lower kedusha. The Mechaber continues, Afilu likach ritzua mehem, to even take the ritzua from the shalrosh and put it on the shalyad, the litim b'shalyad is osur. Why? Because you're going from a higher level kedusha of the shalrosh to a lower level kedusha of the shalyad. Why is the shalrosh more kadosh? The shalrosh kedusha sul chamura. The shalrosh has a higher level of kedusha. Shirubo shel shakai b'shalrosh. Because the majority, two of the three letters of the word shin dalid yud, the word shakai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, is found in the shalrosh. That is specifically the shin that's on the tefillah itself of the shalrosh, and then the dalid kesher that's in the knot of the shalrosh, as opposed to the yud is only on the shalyad. So the majority of the kedusha of Hashem's name is in the shalrosh. That's why it has more kedusha than the shalyad. The Mishneh Berurah in Sifkot and Beis writes, dealing with the switching of the ritzuos, upashu duadin narte kamyuchu the shalrosh. The same thing would apply if you had a zekel or some sort of a container which you put your shalrosh in. Now the containers that the chayalim in tzahal use are popular among some people because they're sturdy and each one is put in individually into its own container, and therefore each container, however it is, that's for the shalrosh, if it's just for the shalrosh, you can't put your shalyad into that container. The gamhu b'chlal tashmishe kedusha kimo ritzua, because this container, as well as the ritzuos of the shalrosh, have more kedusha than the shalyad. Kedisa megillah chavav amid beis, as the Gemara tells us in Megillah. And Mishneh Berurah continues and says, v'chein muchach libir agro, the Vilna Gaon holds the same way, and this v'chein chasav b'mogen avram le'el b'sof simul chavches, the Mogen Avram also holds this way. In Sivkot and Gimel, the Mishneh Berurah writes, Kosev Amogin Avram, Dim Nifsika Ritzua Shalyad Somach L'Keshe. If you have the Ritzua of your Shalyad gets ripped, but it gets ripped near to the Kesher, the Yud of the Shalyad, also Lahafuk Rosh Acher L'Mala, you can flip the bottom part of the Ritzua, i.e. the part that you wrap around your fingers, and now tie that and use that where the Kesher was, because the upper part of the Shalyad, Ritzua, is now going to be the bottom part. And therefore, that's going to be a Yerida in Kedusha, even though it's the same Ritzua, but the more distal part, the part that you wrap around your fingers, is now going to be the part that you're wrapping around your upper arm on the biceps. And the part that previously was wrapped around the biceps maybe or the forearm is now going to be used to wrap around the fingers. You're switching it around. And therefore, that's not allowed. Why would you want to do this? Because the part that ripped is not very strong, so you want to flip that around and use it where you're not making a kesher. You're not allowed to do this. You can't do this because the part that previously was the kesher is now going to be bound around the fingertips, the middle finger, when you do the last krichos, and that's a lowering of kedusha. Kivin shayabo kesher vayud, before previously this part had the kesher and the yud, v'ato yasebo krichos huetzbos, and now you're going to use it for something that's very holy, the wrapping around of the fingers, but not as holy as the wrapping around the biceps and the yud and the kesher, therefore you can't do it. If you can't use anything with that part, you must put it in a geniza, you must hide it away. It has the status of tashmishe kedusha, kedusha itself, and therefore you can't just throw it away. If you don't have now a long enough ritzua, as I lo yase krichos kokach sabi vayad. So if you don't have a choice, it's now a shorter ritzua. You're not allowed to flip it around, but what you can do is just not do as many wrappings around the arm, decrease the number of wrappings around the arm, and keep the kedusha the way that it was with the more proximal part of the Ritzua still used proximately. And likewise, the same thing on the Sharosh, V'chei B'Sharosh. Im Nivsak Masha Mekif Arosh, if you have the part that's encircling the head in between the bias and the knot, the Dalid, so those two rings, if you wish, of the Ritzua have more Kedusha than the Ritzua part that runs down after the Dalid in the back and runs down over the person's body. So also lahafoch mashi besocha kesha shia chutz lekesha mitamenal. You can't flip it around and say, well, now I use the part that hang down, I use that for the circular part, and I'll take the circular part up on the top and use that for the part that's hanging down. That's called moridin bikdusha. Omnom, what should you do? Im nifsuka haritzua shal rosh mi bachutz lekesha. V'rotz lemochsho lahorida lemata kidei shia ritzua shlema bashir amru lemala b'simin lemgimu. If you don't have a choice, you have to use a piece of the Ritzua to extend the length because it ripped off, and now you're going to be taking a part from the top and going to use it for the part that's hanging down. If you're not using the part that's circling the head, but you're just using an upper part, one could make the upper part of the Ritzua that's hanging down over the body, flip it around and attach it to the other side, the lower part, even though it's a little bit of a Yerida in Kedusha. I'm sorry if this isn't clear. It's hard to show this without actually demonstrating and showing this. But the bottom line is, any part that is more proximal, closer to the bias, closer to the kesher, has more kedusha than the parts that are more further away, that are more distal to that. And to turn them around and have the distal part be proximal, the proximal part be distal, is the problem that we're dealing with. And you can't do this. Here the Mishnah Berurah was suggesting that if it's only the part that was hanging down, so granted it's going down a little bit in kedusha, but it's that little bit that's not important. It's only when you're changing it from the part that loops around the head to the part that hangs down from the kesher that you can switch. But if you're changing a more proximal part from hanging down and making it more distal, that you would be allowed to do according to the first opinion here in the Mishnah Berurah. But then he brings down, in the name of the Prima Godim, the Shari Tshuva and others, the Yeshomim de Gamze Eino Nochon, that this is also incorrect. Because the Al-Koponim, Ika Kitsasa Rodas Kedusha. Because the part that was closer to the Kesher is now further away from the Kesher, and that's not allowed. And the Mishnah Berurah says, according to this, Lufi Divrayem, Hu Adin B'Shel Yad. The same thing would apply in the Shoyad. Im Nifsuko Haritzur Shoyad Somuch La Kesher. If the Shoyad got ripped somewhere near the Kesher, Afilu Lo Yirtze Likshor Lamato HaChaticho Shenifsuko, even if you're not going to tie the bottom part, as the kesher now, but you want to just turn it around. Don't turn around, because even though all of this was not part of the kesher beforehand, but there was a part that was closer to the kesher, the more proximal part, that's now going to be flipped around because it's a little bit rift or softer, and you don't want to use it for the kesher because you're concerned it will rip again. So you want to flip it around and have that be the more distal part, the part further away from the kesher. And the part that was further away from the kesher, which is sturdy and strong, you now want to flip around and have that be near the kesher. You can't do that, according to this opinion. Because you're, again, you're lowering the kedusha somewhat. It was closer to the kesher, now it's further away from the kesher. And now it's not. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, Alken yesh lahachmir shelo lahafo ki mishasa dchak. Under no circumstances except the most extenuating circumstances should you switch around a more proximal part and make it more distal. Something that was closer to the higher level of Kedusha should never be removed from that higher level of Kedusha. She'en lo, and the only extenuating circumstances would be, She'en lo ritzu acharis. You have no other choice. There is no other ritzu around. U'bemakum shenivsaku rach v'cholush. This situation, where if you did it this way, it would rip again, almost certainly, then when you have absolutely no choice, you can make something that was nearer to the kesher, now further away from the kesher. But again, we're not talking about taking a part that was the kesher and bringing it down, or taking a part on the sharosh that was in the loop on the top of the head and making it part of the ritzua that's hanging down. And he tells us, go look for more details about this in the Bir Halacha. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Dalet, in explaining why the shin and the dalet of the shel rosh has more kedusha than just the yud of the shel yad, so he explains, Disham hu hashin v'hadalet, as I just told you, the shin and the dalet are a part of the shel rosh, ma'ashe kein b'shel yad, eino bo rak ha'kesher shel yud, that only has the yud in it. The issue footnote number 5 brings down Mitam Zeh, Kos of Le'el, B'Shem and Mogen Avram. We've already learned previously in Simon Chav Ches, in the name of Mogen Avram, that therefore one should be careful not to put the Shel Yad on top of the Shel Rosh. They should be adjacent in the Zekel, one to the right, one to the left, rather than one on top of the other one. And also, you can't put the Shel Yad on top of the Shel Rosh, but then the Shel Yad would be the one that you would reach first. That's why it's preferable that they be next to each other, adjacent, side by side, rather than one on top of the other. The Mechaber continues and he says, Avol mishel yad l'shel rosh mutar l'shanos. But a person is allowed to change around the shel yad and make it into a shel rosh. That is permissible, as the Mishnah Berurah says, Hainu, in Sifkot and Hei, Hainu, Shiasa lo arba batim. You have to make it into four separate compartments, because as we pointed out, and we see again here in Dirshu footnote 6, if you don't make the Shel Rosh into four separate compartments visible on the outside as well as on the inside, then the Tefillin of Psulos even bidyeved. So you're taking the Shel Yad, which only has one box, you have to make it into four boxes, the Yachnis Kol Parsha Bebayishala, and then you insert each separate Parsha into its own new compartment. V'uadin, demutal lekacha parshos ritzus mishel yad l'sharosh. And the Mishnah Berurah says the same thing. You can take the ritzus of the shel yad and bring them and put them on the shel rosh, similar with the parshios. Mechaber continues, v'mayu chadoshim. If the tefillin that you have been never used before, they're made, they look like a shel yad, they were made for the intention of a shel yad, made for the intention of shel rosh, but adayin lo heinichom, but nobody yet wore them, l'shem the mitzvah of tefillin. Mutar l'shanos. Then you can still change the shel yad to the shel rosh to the shel yad. Afilu mishel rosh l'shel yad. Even the shel rosh to the shel yad. Shetol aleihem michsei or echad v'nirim kibayis echad. Of course, when you have the shel rosh and you're trying to make it into a shel yad, it has four components in it, so you have to put another piece of or of hide on top of it, so it only looks like it's one component. But there is no technical problem of going down in kedusha in this situation. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Vav explains that you haven't ever worn it al rosho, meaning wearing it l'shem tefillin. Afal pi shezimnom ve'echinom l'tzorech harosh. The person who made it l'shem mitzvahs kedushas tefillin of the shel rosh, of the shel yad. We paskin hazmono lav milsehi. This designation of the tefillin for being a shel rosh or shel yad is ineffective. It doesn't yet make it a shel rosh or shel yad until you actually wear it. In Sifkot and Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah brings down Kibayis Echad. You have to, of course, cover up the four components of the Shel Rosh if you're making it now into a Shel Yad. The Avshem Ksuvim al Dalet Klafim, even though the Parshios inside are written on four separate Klafim, Unasulim B'Dalet Batim Yibifnim, and on the inside they're in four separate compartments, Ein B'Kach Klum B'Dievet. That's not the problem. It's only a problem if it looks like that on the outside. And we learned this already. Ukmo Shekosov B'Simen Lamed Beis, Sif Mem Zayin, Ayin Shom, and Ayin in the Bir Halacha for more details about this. Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Im hisno aleihem mitchila, if a person, when he originally put his tefillin together, or the sofer, when he originally did this, said, this looks very much like a shel rosh, and it's going to be used as a shel rosh, and somebody's going to wear it for 20 years as a shel rosh, but I'm making a tenai, I'm making a condition, that if I wish to, at any point in time, I can use this ritzua, parsha, or bias to make it into a shel yad, afilu lov shon odom, even if a person actually wore it, and it was designated not just by saying so, but by actual usage. This is not hazmona lav milsehi. This is actual asiyah. This is actual usage as such, which normally would make it definitive. But since he made it tnai up front beforehand, saying, I reserve the right to use this as a shel yad, afilu lav shon odom, even if a person did wear it as a shel rosh, yochol l'shanosam, you can change their designation, afilu mishel rosh l'shel yad. Person can change even the shel rosh into a shel yad. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Ches writes, Mitrila, what does it mean from the beginning? Be'es asiyas ha-sharosh, at the time that he made the sharosh. And afilu im lo hisna, even if he didn't make the tenai, rakim yitztorech la'asos mimeno shoyad, shiaseh, mahani ha-tenai. Even if he didn't say, I definitely am going to do this, I just reserve the right, I'm just possibly at some point in time going to need this as a shoyad, this tonight is acceptable and usable. The kol shekein, and certainly im omer she'eino oseh sharosh el vishah demahani. And certainly if he says, I'm only designating this for a sharosh for a week. I know in a week or 2 weeks or in a month or in a year, whenever, I'm going to need this as a shel yad. So then this tonight definitely works in that situation. It even works if he doesn't say it for certain. He just says, if there's the possibility they'll be used as a shel yad, I want to reserve that right. The halacha brewer brings down an additional din in Hazmona Lav Milsi, and he says, "Va'afilu kosher kvar ritzuas hatfilin sharosh." You actually made the knot on the tefillin sharosh. You made it also ben suras oz dalit. You made it into the dalit. You might think that that's called asiya. So he tells us, "Rashoy latirin." You're still allowed to undo it as long as nobody's ever worn it. V'lasosel tefillin shoyad, and you can still make that into the tefillah shoyad. However, the halacha brewer does bring down a yesh omrim in the name of the prima gadim, who says the Chazal were not allowing you to switch a shel rosh to a shel yad, even if they've never been worn before, unless you have no other choice. Ki yesh lo tefillin shel yad acheros, eino rashoy l'shanosan. It's still not proper to do this. This will conclude today's shiur.